Ones, how y'all doing? Come on in, come on in. Come on in, come on in. Popping up on y'all, baby. We are live. Popping up on my divine ones. Come on in, divine ones. Yes, baby, come on in. How y'all doing? How y'all doing? Come on in. Glory be to God. Come on in. Come on in. All my divine ones, baby, checking in this thing. Come on in. Come on in. Happy Thursday. Popping up on y'all. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Yes, come on in. Come on in. Glory be to God. Come on in. Come on in. All my divine ones, baby. Check in, check in, check in. How y'all doing? Come on in. Come on in. Patricia, I see you. Hey, Patricia. Rashim, I see you. Come on in. All my members, baby. My members. Come on in. Come on in. How y'all doing? Angela Sullivan, come on in, baby. In Raleigh, North Carolina. Tamil, lie anything, baby. Come on in, Tamil. All my divine ones. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Check on in. Come on in. I'm excited to be on with y'all today. Popping up on y'all, baby. Yes, we are live. Come on in. Tatiana, I see you. Benjamin Brown, I see you, Benjamin. Come on in. Doing good. That's what I'm talking about. Come on in. Come on in. Y'all share this live, baby, as y'all come in. Share this live. Let the divine ones know that we are live. Come on in. Come on in. Cheryl Askew, come on in. Yes, Miss Divine Love, come on in. All my members, y'all come on in. Come on in, baby. How y'all doing? Glory be to God. How y'all doing? Come on in. Come on in. Keisha Hill, I see you. Yes, come in, baby. As y'all come in, all my members, put y'all locations in the comments. So I can see where y'all tuning in from, baby, because God said we got divine ones all over the world. Put y'all locations in the comments, baby. And you never know, I might be coming to a city near you. I might be coming to a city near you, baby. So put them locations in the comments, baby. I see you, Tamia, in Sacramento, California. Come on now. Ashley Sanders, representing our divine ones in Boston, Massachusetts. I see you. I see you. Arkansas in this thing. Come on now. Hampton Roads, Virginia. Delaware in this thing. Yes. Sacramento, California in this thing. Burlington, North Carolina. Y'all come on in. Come on in. Fresno, California. Yes. Toledo, Ohio in this thing. Come on in. Come on in. How y'all doing? Dallas, Texas in this thing. Come on, Dallas, Texas. Miss Shan to you. Come on, come on, come on. Y'all come on in, come on in. I gotta get right on into it, y'all. I gotta get right on into it. Let me tell y'all, baby. God been speaking. Y'all put it in the comments. Say, God is speaking. God is speaking. God is speaking. I see you, Heather, in Chicago. Come on in, come on in. Y'all put it in the comments, baby. Say, God is speaking. I came to encourage some people today. I came to speak life over some people today, baby. Receive the word of the Lord today. Listen, y'all put it in the comments, baby. Say, God is speaking. God is speaking. He's speaking, baby. All we got to do is open up our ears so we can hear. Open up our eyes so we can see. And I speak life over you today in the name of Jesus, that your spiritual eyes shall be made open. Come on now. Your spiritual ears shall be made open, baby. And your spirit is going to be attentive and sensitive to the word of God. Attentive and sensitive to the word of God, that you're going to begin to hear God speak like you have never heard him before. You're going to hear his instruction. You're going to hear your directions for your purpose. When God say go left, you're going to be able to hear that thing so sharp in your spirit. And I hear y'all saying, yes, sir, Lord. Come on now. Coach Tyson in this thing, baby. Come on in. Come on in. Felicia, I see you. Come on in. Yes, Patricia, thank you so much for that seed. Thank you, Coach Toya, for helping me in my transformation season, sowing seeds in blessed ground. I received the word today. Speak, Lord Jesus. Come on, Patricia. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you so much for your seed. Glory be to God. God is speaking, baby. God is speaking. But we got to open up our spiritual ears. Not this ear, but our spiritual ear. We got to open up our spiritual ears so we can hear our Heavenly Father, baby, when he give us our instruction. I hear God say, I'm giving you instructions in this season. I'm telling you where to go. Ooh, God is cranking up the spiritual GPS. Somebody put that in the comments, baby. Say spiritual GPS. Spiritual GPS. I hear God cranking that thing up in heaven, baby. He cranking up the spiritual GPS, and I can hear the Holy Spirit say, take the next exit. I hear him say, take the next exit, baby. I hear him say, take the roundabout. Come on now. I hear him say, take the next left. Take the next right. You're going to hear your directions. You're going to hear your instructions from the Holy Spirit, but you got to open up your spiritual ears and open up your eyes today. Y'all know when we on that highway, when we on that road, and we don't know where we at. We don't know where we at. We don't know where we going. And all we got is that GPS. Oh, we be locked into that GPS, baby. It don't matter if somebody talking to us. It don't matter what them children doing in the bike seat. It don't matter if you talking to somebody on the phone. It don't matter what going on in traffic. You watching for your next instruction. You watching for your next direction. You watching. And especially when you get in them cities where it's 50 lanes of traffic. Side note, I don't like driving in them cities with all them lanes of traffic and stuff. It complicate things in the spirit for me. I just be like, Lord Jesus, take the wheel. And get somebody else to drive anything for me, because I don't like this. I'm a country girl. I don't like all these lanes of traffic and stuff, baby. And I get it at Atlanta and I get to drive, and I said, let me help, Holy Spirit, help me go on get to my destination so I can park the truck. I can park the truck and get from behind the wheel, because I can't talk to nobody. I can't, everything just stop. Everybody be quiet. Everything just got to hold on. I got to focus on what I'm doing. It's 50 lanes of traffic out here. I see cars turning everywhere. These folks mean, they mad, they got road rage, they upset. We speak to everybody we see. We speaking to people all in the car, all in the truck. Up here, everybody looking mean, looking mad, they cutting you off, they pulling in front of you, all kind of stuff going on. We let folks get by us down here. We see somebody coming, we let them get by. They don't do that in some of these other cities. Like Atlanta, okay? They don't do that in some of these other cities, baby. I tried to let a lady get by. She couldn't believe I was letting her get by. We like to have an accident, because I'm slowing down, she's slowing down. She can't believe I'm slowing down to let her go by. That's how some of these cities is, baby. We have to be out to pray and be like, Jesus, take the wheel. Somebody put that in the comments, baby. Say, Jesus, take the wheel. Jesus, take the wheel, baby. That's what he doing for you in the spirit. Jesus is taking the wheel. Jesus is taking the wheel. And I hear him cranking up the spiritual GPS today. The spiritual GPS. I hear him say, we got some divine ones that's lost. Right before I got on here with y'all, God told me not to put no title. He said, don't put no title on the video. He said, because I was going to title it something completely different. When I was just in my closet a few minutes ago, he said, don't put no title on the video. Just let it say, LaToya Okia is live. Don't put no title on it. Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, when you get on the video and when you present your body, come on now, as somebody put living sacrifice in the comments. Living sacrifice. He said, when you present your body, he said, then I'm going to speak. Then I'm going to give you your instruction. That's for somebody right there, baby. You looking for the way to be made for you before you even take the first step. But I hear God say, I need you to present your body. I need you to produce your body. And when the body is there and the body is available for me to use you, he said, that's when I'm going to give you your instruction. That's when I'm going to give you your next step. I feel the power of the Holy Spirit today, baby. I feel the anointing of God come across me like a smooth breeze. Like you walking out on the beach and the breeze is just coming. And it's so calm and it's so peaceful. I hear God say, baby, that I'm bringing a spirit of calm into your life today. He said, you might have been lost in the spirit. Come on now. You didn't know your left from your right. But God said, I'm cranking up the spiritual GPS today, baby. And I'm sending the instruction to you. Glory to God. Keisha Hill, thank you so much, baby. You absolutely right. God is doing a new thing. Come on now. He doing a new thing. And that's why he told me, don't even put no title on here. He said, when you get on here, he said, you're going to see. When you present your body and I start speaking through you, he said, I'm going to give you the title. And Holy Spirit just dropped that thing. Come on now. He said the spiritual GPS. He said, I'm cranking up the spiritual GPS today, baby. Because we got some divine ones that's lost. We got some folks that's lost in the spirit, baby. You don't know your left from your right in the spirit. You don't know where you're supposed to be going. You don't know what your next move is. But I hear God say, baby, get in the back seat. Get in the back seat. Come on now. Somebody put that in the comments, baby. Say, get in the back seat. I tell myself all the time, when my brain started overthinking, when my brain started overanalyzing, get in the bike seat. Toya, get in the bike seat. Put your name in the blank, baby, and put it in the comments. Toya, get in the bike seat. Come on now. Benjamin, get in the bike seat. Come on now. Coach Tyson, get in the bike seat. Ooh, Tamil, get in the bike seat. Come on now. Y'all put that thing in the comments. Ashley Sanders, get in the bike seat. You've been driving this car long enough. You've been whipping this thing long enough. God said, that's how you ended up lost. That's how you ended up lost. That's how you ended up out here in the wilderness. That's how you ended up out here in the desert. You don't know your left from your right because you've been driving the car. But I hear the Holy Spirit say, come on now, Martina. Martina, get in the bike seat. Sharonda, get in the bike seat. Ooh, Angeles, get in the bike seat. I hear God say, get out my spine. Get out my spine. Move out the way. You all in the way. Every time I try to do something in your life, every time I try to drive you to the promised land, every time I try to escort you into the promise that I have for you, you move me out the way and you take hold of the wheel. Come on now. God said, that's the only time you should take your hand off the wheel is when Holy Spirit say, I got this. When God say, I got this, ooh, somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, my daddy got this. Ooh, my daddy got this, baby. I can move out the way. See, I can release control. I can let him take the wheel. I can give control of my life over to him. I can give direction of my life over to him. And I'm finna get in the bike seat because my daddy got this. Come on now. I want y'all to think about if you was a little girl, if you was a little boy, and I want you to picture a physical example of a strong, masculine kingdom man. That's your daddy. I want you to picture a strong, masculine kingdom man. A man that when he walk in the room, baby, you know, you could just turn your brain off. You can just, I'm talking to my men and to my women. I want you to go back to that little boy that's inside of you. I want you to go back to that little girl that's inside of you because she's still in there. He's still in there. I don't care if you're a 40-year-old grown man. I don't care if you're a 60-year-old grown man. Come on now. That little boy is still on the inside of you. He's still on the inside of you. And for many of you, he's running your life. He's running your life. Come on now. There are versions of you that have not been healed. There are levels of you. Come on now. The 9-year-old you, the 12-year-old you, the 6-year-old you is still in your head. It's still in your spirit. Somebody hurt you. Somebody lied to you. Somebody broke you. Somebody disappointed you. Come on now. I hear God say, those are the parts of you that you got to give to me, that you got to give me control, that you got to let me come in because God is that strong kingdom masculinity. He is the father that many of us never had. Come on now. He is the ultimate. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is that strong kingdom masculinity that when he come in, he got it. He got it. He don't need you to do nothing. Come on now. When God come in, God say, move out the way. I got this. I got this. And you can rest assured that it's going to be taken care of and that you're going to be taken care of. I need you to go back to God's beloved son. Men of God, can you do that for me today? Can you do that for God today? I want you to sit down. I want you to make some time. And I want you to go back to being God's beloved son. I want you to go back to that little boy in you that was sitting somewhere waiting on his daddy. Come on now. That was sitting somewhere waiting for somebody to come and pick him up because they said they was coming to pick him up. They said they was going to take him to his favorite theme park. They said they was going to take him to get his favorite ice cream. But that person might have never showed up. And you develop something on the inside. Come on now, men and women, you develop something on the inside. You develop a spirit, a mindset on the inside that I can't trust nobody. Ain't nobody gonna show up for me. If I want something done, I gotta do it myself. I hear God say, I need you to give me that part of you. He said, will you give me that? Will you give me that? He said, I know you couldn't depend on people. I know people lied to you. I know people left you. I know people betrayed you. And I know it was some of the people that told you that I would always be there for you, that I always love you. I'll never lie to you. And those were some of the very people that fed you lies. But I hear God say, somebody say it again, baby. Say, God is speaking. God is speaking. God is speaking. God is speaking. I hear him saying today, baby. He said, give me the broken pieces of your heart. I am your daddy. Ooh, I am your heavenly father, baby. And he said, give me the broken pieces of your heart. Give me the ashes. I know the enemy done burnt you up. He done tore you into a million pieces. But I hear God saying, show me where you laid it. Show me where you laid it. Show me where they hurt you. Y'all remember the video we did where I was saying how we is when we get in mama bear mode, we get in daddy bear mode. We don't play about them children, baby. Let somebody be done hurt that child. Oh, mama bear coming up in that thing. Who did it? Tell mama who did it. Tell daddy who did it. That's what I hear your heavenly father saying today, baby. I got chills up in this thing. God is moving. Somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, God is moving. The spirit of the Lord is here. And I hear him say, what will you have me do for you today? He is your driver, baby. Holy Spirit has come to escort you. And you ain't got to worry about your next move. You ain't got to worry about the directions. He says that the way has already been made for you. Somebody get your journal and your blue ink pen, baby. And I want you to write that thing down and put today's date. Ooh, put today's date on that thing. Whatever date that this word find you, I want you to write the date at the top of the page. And I want you to declare it prophetically from your lips today and write it down, baby. God has already made the way for me. The way has already been made. All I got to do is trust his direction. All I got to do is trust his leadership. All I got to do is decrease. See, that's what getting in the bike seat means. When I say get in the bike seat, God is saying, I want you to decrease. It's too much of you in the equation. It's too much of the world in the equation. I need you to decrease. And allow my Holy Spirit to increase. He says, as you decrease, I will increase. As you decrease, I will increase. As you sacrifice, I will pour out in your life. Come on now. As you deny yourself, I will open up the windows of heaven and I will pour out in your life. As you decrease, God will increase. Some of y'all have been praying for a spirit of increase. You've been praying for a spirit of increase in your finances, a spirit of increase in your marriage, a spirit of increase in your body, a spirit of increase in your household, a spirit of increase on your job. I hear him say decrease. Decrease. It's too much of you in the equation. It's too much of you in the equation. You got to decrease. You got to humble yourself. Humility. Humility is the way with God. Humility and obedience. If you humble yourself before God, come on now. He will elevate you in a way, baby, that people all over this world will look up to you. Ain't that something? That if you want to be looked up to, you got to get down. If you want to make a difference, if you want to make an impact, come on now. If you want to be somebody in this world with God, if you want to be somebody in the kingdom, you got to get down. The way up is to get down. You got to decrease. Somebody write that down, baby, in your journal with your blue ink pen. The way to go up with God is to get down. You got to get down on your knees. You got to get down on your face. You got to humble yourself. You got to be poor in spirit. You got to admit to your daddy that, Lord, I don't know where I'm going. Come on now. See, we pull up the GPS on our phone because we don't know where we're going. We ain't getting in the car in a foreign land acting like we know where we at. I got to first admit that I don't know where I'm going. I don't know my left from my right. So what that mean? I got to get low. I got to humble myself. I got to stop trying to act like I got it all figured out. And with my degrees and my credentials and all my letters behind my name and all my certificates and all my education and all my connects and all my social status, that don't mean nothing to God. That's foolishness to God. You can go find the smartest person in the world. Bring them to God. God said, that's foolishness to me. That's foolishness. We got to humble ourselves. When we come to our daddy, we got to come empty. We can't come with what we know. We got to empty ourselves. I know nothing. I know nothing. Somebody put that in the comments. God looking for some people. Can you be humble today? Can you be poor in spirit today? Can you come to God and say, I know nothing? I know nothing. With my educated self, come on now. With my master life coach self, I know nothing. I know nothing. That's the wisest thing you will ever say. That's the wisest statement that you will ever make. Patricia, thank you so much for that, baby. That's the wisest statement that you will ever make. I know nothing. Every day I get up, I gotta educate myself. If every day you get up with a mindset to say, I know nothing and I must learn everything. I know nothing and I must learn everything. I must learn every day. I must read every day. I must study to show myself approved every day. I must get in the scriptures every day. I must attend seminars. I must attend workshops. I must attend conferences, trainings, coaching sessions. I know nothing. Poor in spirit. Poor in spirit. Somebody put that in the comments, baby. Say poor in spirit. Can you be poor in spirit? Thank you so much, Heather, for your seed. Can you be poor in spirit? Can you admit to God, I don't know what I'm doing? I tell him all the time, Lord, help me with these children. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing. As soon as I think, look, y'all know parenthood. As soon as you think you got a handle on things and things going smooth, you hit another season with these kids that you saying, now why in the world somebody ain't tell me about this? They told me, but they ain't tell me all the details. Okay, sooner we got the other stuff smoothed out, now we hitting the teenage years and we dealing with all this stuff. Then after you get past some of the teenage years, now you're in the college years. Now they do. Now they don't know what school they want to go to or if they even want to go to school. Now they 19 and they want to stay home with you. And you got to figure out what adult life look like with your kids. I was just getting this boy a pamper. I was just getting this girl a bottle. And now she walking across the stage. Now she told my she finna get married. Come on now. So I hear the Lord say that you got to come to me and you got to admit that you don't know what you're doing. The Bible says if any of you lack wisdom, if any of you lack wisdom, if any of you want to know how to do something and you don't know how to do it, I want y'all to think about all the people, all the places, all the things that we consult with before we consult with God. Well, I can only imagine how God be feeling just watching us. How he be feeling just watching us. We looking for all kind of books. We looking for all kind of coaches and mentors. We looking for all kind of videos. We looking for all kind of stuff. We just bypass him. And I'm saying we because it get me too. It the same thing happened with me. God have to remind me, woman, you're overthinking, you're overanalyzing, you're doing too much. It's too much of you in the equation. I need you to decrease. You having a fit because you up here trying to drive this car. And all these lanes, you're looking at all these lanes, looking at all these people. Y'all catch this thing in the spirit. You're looking at all these cars, all these lights, all this stuff going on. See, we get too caught up in the world. We're looking at all this stuff, all this sickness, all this destruction, all this devastation, all this stuff going on in the world. People getting laid off. People losing their businesses. Businesses going under. The economy is in a mess. It's crisis on every hand. Come on now. It's wars in divers places. It's all kind of stuff going on. And we take our eyes off Jesus. He said, that's when I need you to decrease. I need you to decrease. I need you to turn your brain off. Come on now. See, when you're in the presence of real masculinity, you can turn your brain off. God said, I need you to turn your brain off. I remember hearing the elderly folks say, it's a time and a place for everything. It's a time and a place for everything. It's going to be a time and a place for you to turn your brain on and for you to activate beast mode and for you to start thinking and for you to start taking action and you to start moving and making things happen. But we got to know when we come into the presence of the King that it's time to turn that off. Okay, I got a business. I run a business. I got a household. I got to run the household. I got to run the kids. I got to run homeschooling the kids. I got a whole tribe, a whole audience of people. I got thousands of students in my academy. I got emails need to be answered. I got all kind of moves I got to be making. I got my health and fitness journey. I got to walk every day. I got to work out. I got to make sure I eat healthy. It's a lot of things that I got to take action on and I got to do. But when I come to my daddy, He said, I don't need you to come in here with that. I need you to put that down. And I need you to be my beloved daughter. Turn your brain off. Turn your brain off because I got this. And he said, when you turn your brain off and you get in the bite seat and you let real kingdom masculinity, come on now, you let the spirit of God whip the thing. Somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, God is whipping that thing. He whipping that thing, baby. Can't nobody whip it like your daddy. Do you hear me? And while you in the bike seat, baby, he's taking your weakness. And he's exchanging it for his strength. By the time you get up out that bike seat and it's time for you to come back in the driver's seat, you whipping that thing, baby. Because now you got his strength. Now you got his anointing. Come on now. Now you got his power. Power to tread over serpents. Power that if you drink anything deadly, it will not harm you. I hear God say, why are you worried about your enemies? Oh, he said, why are you worried about them, about some haters? Why are you worried about folks being envious of you? Why are you worried about folks hating on your marriage, hating on your business? God say, baby, the anointing and the power that I give you. He says, receive my spirit today, baby. Because when you receive the spirit of the Lord, you ain't got to worry about now devil. You ain't got to worry about now demon. You ain't got to worry about now spirit. Power to tread over serpents. Power to drink anything deadly. It will not harm you. God said, I don't care what they sent to you. I don't care what they dropped off to you. I don't care what they transferred. I don't care what they cooking up over there in their lab. I don't care what kind of concoction they trying to come up with. What kind of sprinkle dust they try to throw on you. He said, when you my chosen one. Who am I talking to today, baby? God whipping that thing. God said, I wish the devil would. I'm going to tell y'all like he told me when I got in my purpose and I finally got serious about what God told me to do. He said, all right, woman, you done got serious about what I told you to do. You done got tunnel vision on the vision that I have for you. God said, that's all I'm waiting on. He said, I'm waiting on you to stop playing crazy. I was waiting on you to start believing. I was waiting on you to start moving by faith. He said, now that me and you on the same page, he said, we the majority. Somebody say, he said, me and God the majority. Forget those folks. They vote don't even matter. Let them talk. Because they vote don't even matter. You and God are the majority. And all God waiting on is for you to get in alignment with him. And God said, when we get in alignment, baby, we're going to whip this thing. Oh, we're going to whip this thing, baby. And God said, we're going to drive this car all the way to the promised land. He cranking up the spiritual GPS, baby. I hear him say, don't worry about your instruction. Oh, listen. And God said, when the time comes for you to come out the back seat and for you to get in that front seat and get that wheel and start whipping that thing, he said, you're going to hear my voice in your ear. Come on now. He said, it's going to be just like the GPS in your car. I hear him say, turn left. Turn left. Come on now. Y'all put that thing in the comments, baby. Hold on one second. I got to grab it. God just put this in my spirit to grab this. GPS. God is cranking up the spiritual GPS. Glory be to God. He's cranking up the spiritual GPS. Y'all put it in the comments, baby. My God. He said, you're going to hear my voice. You're going to hear my voice in your ear. You're going to hear my voice in your spirit. Glory be to God. Y'all hang on one second. Come on, Google. Give me what I need now. Bye, devil. Y'all hold on one second. I got to get this. Glory to God. Okay, Holy Spirit. Come on now. GPS. GPS. GPS stands for Global Navigation Satellite Systems. No, wait, y'all, hold on. It's a subcategory. Hold on, I read the wrong thing. GPS stands for Global Positioning System. Y'all, excuse me. GPS stands for Global Positioning System. Okay, it's a subcategory of global navigation satellite systems. But this is what God wants me to pull from this. GPS stands for Global Positioning System. I hear the Lord say, I'm cranking up the spiritual GPS. This thing is global, baby. Somebody put that word in the comments. Say global. Global. This thing is global. God say, I don't care where you at. I don't care where you at. He said, there's a satellite in heaven. Come on now. There's a satellite in heaven, baby, that is able to pinpoint you. That is able to pinpoint your exact location. Some of y'all in the trash can right now. Some of y'all, the enemy got you in the gutter right now, baby. He got you in the lowest of the low. And you don't know your left from your right. You trying to figure out, how in the world did I get here? How in the world did I find myself deep in this mess like this? The enemy got y'all in the sunken place. Come on now. In the sunken place, baby. He think he got you so low that you can't even be located. But I hear God say, baby, just like how my grandma not say, little he didn't know, see. Little the devil didn't know, see. God got that satellite up there in heaven. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, baby, I hear God say, I'm sending my spirit to locate you. I don't care where you are across the globe today. We got divine ones in all locations. God said, I don't care where you at on the globe. I hear him say, I got the world in my hands, baby. It's in his hands. And God said, wherever you are across the globe, I'm activating the positioning system in heaven. I'm activating the global positioning system in heaven. Come on now. That's it, Sharonda. Somebody put it in the comments. Say, locate me, Jesus. Ooh. Some of y'all in a relationship that you can't get out of. Some of y'all on a job that you don't know how you're going to be able to do what God done told you to do. You in some situations that you don't know how you're going to get out of. You need God to locate you. Somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, locate me, Jesus. It don't look like God will come through for you. It might don't look like you're going to make it out of this situation. But somebody put it in the comments today, baby. Say, locate me, Jesus. I hear him cranking it up. He's going, he He cranking it up in heaven, baby. He locating you. I hear God say, I'm locating you in 3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1. Glory be to God. The spiritual global positioning system. I hear God say this thing gonna run like a system. It's running like a system, baby. And this is a heavenly system. This is not the world system. This is a heavenly system, baby. He say, I don't care where you at. I don't care what the devil got you wrapped up and tied up in. I don't care what kind of bondage that you done found yourself in. He say, I'm locating you. I'm locating you. Glory be to God. And God is showing you, God is giving you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And he's giving you discernment. And he's going to show you when it's time for you to decrease, when it's time for you to get in the bike seat and let the Holy Spirit whip this thing. And then he's going to show you when the season comes for you to take action on the word of God. And it's time for you to get in the driver's seat and let the Holy Spirit whisper your instructions to you. Glory be to God. The spiritual global positioning system. Glory be to God. I hear him say, turn right. Turn right. Take the next exit. Some of y'all, the enemy done had you. He done had you wandering in the wilderness. He done had you wandering in the desert. He done had you wandering in a dry place. And you're going round and round and round. Round and round and round. And I hear you asking God, how long? How long? How long I got to be in this mess? How long I got to keep on dealing with this? How long I got to keep on putting up with this? How long? How long? How long? I hear the Holy Spirit say, I'm locating you today. I'm cranking up the spiritual GPS, baby. And I'm locating you today. And I hear him say, just when you was about to give up, just when you was about to throw in the towel, just when you was about to give it all up, I hear him say, exit. Take the next exit. Take the next exit. Just when you thought God had forgot about you and you thought all hope was lost, I see you coming up on a sign in the spirit. I need y'all to open up your spiritual eyes today. Can you do that, baby? I ain't talking about these eyes right here. I'm talking about the spiritual eyes. I need you to open up your eyes in the spirit. And when you open your eyes in the spirit, I need you to see this road sign. It's coming up. We just about to pass it. It's about to come up. It says promised land just ahead. Promised land just ahead. Take the next exit. Come on now. Promised land just ahead. Success just ahead. Greatness just ahead. I just heard him say, what my sick folks said, baby, that you've been dealing with a disease, you've been dealing with an illness. I just heard him say, healing just ahead. Healing just ahead. Deliverance. What you've been struggling with that you ain't been able to let go. What habit been trying to overtake you, baby? I just heard the Heavenly Father say, deliverance, next exit. Take the exit. Spiritual GPS. Glory be to God. He's locating you. If you lost today, God say, I'm cranking up the global positioning system in heaven. I don't care where you at. Y'all better hear me when I tell you, I was in the lowest of the low. I was in the lowest of the low. I was not the woman that you see looking back at you in this camera right here. I was not this woman 7 years ago. I was in the lowest of the low. I didn't think nothing of myself. I could have never saw myself doing something like this. I could have never saw myself motivating people, encouraging people, speaking life into people. I could have never saw myself standing on a stage, speaking over people, teaching people. I could have never saw myself being the mother that I am today to my children. I could have never saw this for myself. But God came in and he changed me. Come on now. He renewed my mind. He transformed me by the renewing of my mind. You better hear me when I tell you today, baby, that one of the most powerful things in this world is a renewed mind. Don't pray for money. Don't pray for money. Don't pray for all this other stuff. Don't pray for a new house. Don't pray for a new car. Don't pray. Listen to me. Ask God to give you a renewed mind. Ask him to change your mind, baby. Because when you change the mind, you change your life. You change your life. Do you understand me? When the mind is changed, everything change. Everything change. Everything change. Come on now. Romans 12 and 2. Come on now, Ashley. Be not conformed to this world. It's too much of the world in us. We got too much of the world in us. We got to step away from the world. We got to learn how to be in the world. We're in it, but we're not of it. We're not of it. We're not like them. We can't judge our life by what they do and what they do in the world. Well, God, they do this and they do that, and they get to do this and they get to do that, and they get to wear this and they get to wear that, and they don't nobody say nothing about them doing this. But God say you in this world, but you are not of this world. Your kingdom is not of this world. Glory be to God. I love y'all so much. I love y'all so much, baby. Ask God to give you a renewed mind. Ask him to change the way you think. God changed my mindset. And listen, transformation is something that you have to allow. And it's something that you have to cooperate with God with. This is not God just gonna knock me unconscious and he's just gonna perform surgery on me and I'm gonna wake up and I'm a different person. No, God needs you to work with him on this. Because you have free will. He's not just gonna come in and zap you and change your mind. You wouldn't be a human being if he did that. You are a human being. It's the way God created you. It's the way he made you. You have a say-so in your life. God chose it. He made it that way. He's not going to come in and take over your say-so. You, whatever you say going to go. But when you become powerful is when your say-so matches God's say-so. God say, all right, let's go. Let's ride. He said, let's ride, baby. He said, that's all I was waiting on. He said, when your will match my will, when your say-so match my say-so, he said, oh, baby, let's ride. Put it in the comments. Say, let's ride. We finna whoop this thing, baby. Holy Spirit about to whoop that thing. And you going straight to the promised land. You going straight to success. You going straight to greatness in the kingdom, baby. I just heard him say, let's ride. Gonna ride this thing till the wheels fall off, baby. And he telling you just like he told me. He said, once you got on one accord with me, he said, I wish the devil would. God said, if somebody try to come up and stop you from doing what I told you to do, he said, pray for them. You better pray for them. Woe be unto them. Because he said, I'm going to blow them out the water. He said, you thought you seen something with what I did with Pharaoh? Let the enemy try to get in between what God done told you to do. God said, I'm going to blow them out the water. He said, pray for them. All God waiting on is for you to get in alignment with him. When you forget about everybody else and you stop letting what everybody else doing and what the world got going on, you tune that out. And you get on one accord with God, don't nothing else matter. Come on now. When you give your mind to him and you stop fighting the transformation process and you let it happen. And I'm going to tell y'all the real of the real. Transformation is going to be painful. It's going to hurt. It's going to be challenging. You're going to cry. You're going to lose friends. You're going to lose loved ones. You might have to bury some people. Some people that started out with you ain't going to finish with you. But are you willing to go all the way? Come on now. The race ain't given to the swift, baby. But it's given to the one that can endure. That can hold on to the very end. You are not by yourself. Whenever you find yourself lost, all you got to do is tell your daddy, Lord, I need some instruction. I need the spiritual GPS. Tell me what way I need to go. Do I need to go left? Do I need to go right? Come on now. And when all else fails, go to the word. Somebody put it in the comments. Say, go to the word. Because God ain't going to always give you no fresh word. We got to stop looking for prophetic words every month. Come on now. And we want a fresh word every month, every 2 weeks. The word of God is your word. Because anybody that's prophesying, that's all they doing. They pulling from the word. If they prophesying from what God said, it's in the word. All they doing is telling you what done already been said. It's in the word. So go to the word. All I'm doing is telling you what done already been spoken. It's in the word. They just have they sauce that they put on it and make it sound all new and exciting. But it's the word. Go to the word. The word is the truth. You want to know the truth about your life? You want to know the truth about who you are? You don't go to a person, a place, or a thing. You go to the word. You go to the Bible. Greatest book ever written. Go to the Bible. That is your ultimate instruction. The Bible is your spiritual GPS. It is. Come on now, Laura. It is the living word. Go to the spiritual GPS. It is your global positioning system. That when you find yourself in despair, when you find yourself in confusion, when you find yourself lost, go to the word. When you find yourself broke, busted, and disgusted, come on now, go to Psalms 23. And it says in Psalms 23 that the Lord is my shepherd. Ooh, I lack nothing. Come on now. I don't want for nothing. If I'm wanting for something, it's because I'm lost. I'm lost. I got to go to the GPS. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. I shall not want. Come on now. Spirit of, you need peace. You looking for a spirit of peace. What does God make me to do? What it say in Psalm 23? He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Come on now. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. Come on now, that sounds like GPS to me, baby. He leading you in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And listen what it say. Yea, though I walk. God know what you're dealing with. He know what's going on in this world. He know. It ain't nothing that get past God. He see every single thing. Every single thing. He knows, baby, that you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death. But I hear him say, do not be afraid. Fear no evil. Don't you worry about no spirit. Don't you worry about no devil. Don't you worry about no demons. Come on now. Don't you worry about no sickness. Don't you worry about this stuff that's going on in the world, baby. He said, fear no evil. Why? Because I am with you. I feel the power of God today. Come on now. God say, I am with you, baby. You are not by yourself. You got the spiritual GPS with you, baby. And I hear him say, I wish a devil would. Walk it. Walk this path of righteousness, baby. Fear no evil. For thy rod and thy staff are with me. They comfort me. He is your comfort, baby. Let this word comfort you today. Allow this word to comfort you. Allow this word to bring peace. It's doing it if you let it. You got to let it though. You got to turn your brain off. Turn that stuff off. Stop thinking about all this stuff. It going to be there when you come back to it. Let this word comfort you today. Let it give you peace. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me. Oh, there it go, baby. There it go. What we said. God is preparing the table for you. All you got to do is sit down and eat. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. Let him anoint you today, baby. Oh, he doing it. He doing it right now in the spirit. Let him anoint you. I hear him say, your anointing done got a little dry. Ooh, your anointing done got a little stale. He said, let me give you a fresh dip. Sit down and let the Father anoint you today, baby. Thou anointest my head with oil. I want y'all to lift your hands. Lift your hands, baby. Lift your hands. Wherever you are, lift your hands. If you can't do it, come back to this video. Don't let the enemy steal this from you today. Lift your hands. God say, I'm anointing your head with oil. And he said, I'm filling your cup. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy. That's what the devil mad at, baby. That's what he can't stand, because he ain't get that. But you got it. Goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Receive this today, baby. Receive it. You need this. You need this. Receive it today. I hear him say, surely goodness and mercy shall follow you. Lift your hands, baby. All the days of your life. all the days of your life. Ooh, get encouragement from that today. Wait a minute, all the days of my life? Yes, baby, all the days of your life. God said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Come on now. He said, all the days of your life, I will be with you, baby. He says, I was with you when you was in your mother's womb. I was with you before you ever even came into consciousness, before you have ever even opened your eyes, before you ever took your first breath, before you ever cried for the first time. Come on now. He said, I was with you when you came through the birth canal. And he said, I will be with you. Oh, I know y'all feel that. Come on now. He said, I will be with you all the days of your life. That is who you are. You are a divine one, baby. You are a chosen one. Come on now. And he said, I will be with you all the days of your life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. And listen to this, not just the days of your life, but listen to the word. It's speaking over your eternity too. All the days of your life. And then it say, you will dwell in the house of the Lord. Speak it out of your mouth today, baby. Say, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. The enemy will not have you. He will not have you. I speak it over you today in the name of Jesus. I don't care who you are, what you've been, what you was in your past, what you did. I speak it by the power of the Holy Spirit over you today. That if you was blessed, if you was graced to find this word, if you are under the sound of my voice, if you can hear me right now in the physical, I speak it over your soul right now. I declare, and I have just that much faith in God, that everybody that's under the sound of my voice, that God is snatching you out of the pits of hell. He's snatching you out of the hands of the enemy. The enemy will not have you. You will not leave this earth without your soul being saved. You shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. And not just you. But everybody that is connected to you, everybody that is in your bloodline, every one of your children, every one of your offspring, everybody that comes from your bloodline shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever and ever. That's eternity. That's eternity. There is no end to it. Forever and ever and ever. Put it in the comments today. If you receive it, say, I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. Put it in the comments, baby. Say, I receive it. I receive it. I hear God say, just sit in this anointing. Just sit in this anointing. Just sit in it and just receive it. Come on, that's it. Soak in it. Just receive it. Allow the Holy Spirit to breathe on you. Allow him to breathe on you. This anointing shall rest on your life. Glory to God. God is locating you. He did it for me. Did it for me. I was in a trash can. That's how I can tell you with so much confidence. That's how I can tell you with so much passion. That's how I can tell you with so much faith. Because he took a nothing like me. A nothing. An underdog, an outsider, an outcast. Counted as sheep for the slaughter. a statistic, a minority. Come on now. And he took me out of the trash can. And what everybody else had said was junk. Can't do nothing with that. Too damaged. Ain't nothing, ain't no value in that. Piece of trash. He looked at me and he saw beauty. He said, nah, it's not trash. I can use that. I can use that. Not trash. That's my beloved daughter. That's my beloved son. Pick me up. Dust me off. Even though I was dirty, even though I was filthy, even though I had low self-esteem, even though I had all these insecurities, even though I was so broken, so disappointed, so hurt from life, even though I felt like I was nothing, I wasn't good at nothing, I couldn't do nothing, I couldn't look at people, I looked down all the time, even though I carried a defeated spirit, he still picked me up. Changed my mindset. Put his spirit in me. Dust me off. Blew his spirit in me. And I became a living, breathing soul. He is an expert at bringing back the dead, baby. What's dead in your life? Give it to him. What's lost in your life? Give it to him. He is an expert. Check the track record. Check the reviews. Read the reviews for yourself. He don't never miss. He don't never miss. And he said, my hand is not too clean that I won't dig in the trash can. Come on now. He's digging in the trash can, baby. And he's locating you. Say, I'm coming in the trash can. I'm coming in the jailhouse. I'm coming in the prison. I'm coming in the hospitals. I see the hand of God. I see him. He going into the places that people, what people have been cast out. People been pushed aside. People, he said, those are the ones that I'm looking for. The one they said wasn't never going to be nothing. Wasn't never going to amount to nothing. I hear God say, I can use you. I can use you. I'm going to give you beauty for ashes. I look at my old life. I look at my old pictures of me from years ago. Don't even seem like I'm the same. I'm not the same woman. I'm not the same woman. For any man that is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. He gave me a new mind, gave me new eyes. I see different. The color green don't even look like the color green no more. It look like a different green. Color gray don't even look like gray no more. It look like a new gray, a new black. Everything is new. And I speak that over you today in the name of Jesus, that shall be your portion, that God shall give you newness of life, newness of life. And that when you look at yourself, you're going to see somebody different. And you're going to see life different. And you're going to see that your problems were never problems. But you will see them for what they truly were. They were opportunities for your transformation. No problems. Only opportunities. Opportunities for your transformation. I love y'all. I love y'all so much. I gotta get going because I gotta pick the kids up and get the rest of my steps in. But I want y'all to join me in June if you can. Remember, we're gonna be live and in person in Tallahassee, Florida. And if you can be there, you're gonna wanna be there. You're gonna wanna be there. Because we're growing at an accelerated pace. God showed me how he's hitting the accelerator button for transformation for his people. And I want you to be a part of that, baby. I want you to be a part of that. If you can be in the room on June the 7th, I want you to go to IamLatoyaOkeel.com and get your ticket. And if you can't do that, then what I want you to make sure you do, or you make it your business to do, I want you to join our community. Join our community. Whether you watching here on YouTube and you're not a member on YouTube, because we have people that watch that are not members. God been pulling on your heart to join that membership. Join that membership. You know who you are. Then there's some of you that God been pulling on you to join the Academy membership. Do it. You know who you are. Ashley Siobhan, thank you so much, baby. I love you so much. Thank you so much. Grateful to God for you. Glory be to God. I love you too. I love you too. Nikita, welcome to the membership, baby. Welcome to the family. Come on in. Come on in. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Come on in. Come on in. So you know who you are. You know who you are. Sow that seed and come on in. If you've been blessed by these videos, you've been blessed by these words, and it's something in your spirit that say, I need to do something. I don't feel like I need to just keep sitting here watching. I need to participate. I need to do something. Now, you may not be at that season yet, but for many of you, you are in that season. And that's God pulling on you because he has another level for you. But you got to sow into that. You got to put into that. Come on now. And I do this myself. God, whenever I want something different from God, I got to pull something different out of my hat. I can't keep doing the same thing. And then I want something different from God. I want a different result. I got to take a different action. Come on now. I love y'all. I love you so much. Keep watching these videos. Keep watching these videos. God told me, he said, bring the word. Every chance you get, bring the word. Bring the word. If it ain't but 8 minutes, if it ain't but 7 minutes, if it ain't but 2 minutes, if it's just a short, bring the word. I am committed to bringing you the word in some way, some form, every day. But I need you to make a commitment to. I need you to make a commitment to show up. Show up for God. Show up for yourself. You owe it to God. You owe it to yourself to get your transformation. Allow him to transform you by the renewing of your mind. Tay, thank you so much, baby, for your seed. I'm grateful for you too. Glory to God. Make that commitment. Move from just being interested. You done been interested long enough. You've observed long enough. It's time to get off the sidelines and it's time to get in the game. Make that commitment. Become serious about your transformation. Become serious about your self-development. Get serious about your growth. And when you get serious, you're going to see God get serious. And you stand on kingdom business by him, he going to stand on kingdom business by you. Sash Santana, thank you so much, baby, for your seed. I appreciate that. I love y'all. I love you. I love you. I love you. Patricia, thank you for being a member for the last 22 months. Thank you so much. To those of you that have sown in any way, whether it was with your time, in this YouTube membership, in the Academy membership, Super Chats, Seeds, Cash Apps, PayPal donations, courses, seminars, any way you have sown at all into this ministry, into this business, I want you to lift your hands. I want you to receive this today. God is love. Thank you so much, baby. I love you too. Receive your portion today. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you right now. I thank you, Lord. I am so grateful. I am so thankful that every single thing that they have sown into this ministry, into this ground, into this business, Father, I thank you that it is coming back to them, that you are returning it back to them 100-fold. a hundredfold. I thank you that you are pouring out on their life, God, that you're opening up the windows of heaven and you're pouring them out a blessing, that there will not even be enough room for them to receive it. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall people just bless them and give to them all the days of their life. God, I pray that that seed will continue to multiply over and over and over and over again. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. And Father, I pray that you will save every single person that's under the sound of my voice. If you ain't gave your heart to Jesus, baby, I want you to give your heart to Jesus. You can do it right now. If you've been walking with him, but you need to rededicate, I want you to do it right now. Say, Lord, I give you my heart today. Nikita, thank you so much, baby, for your seed. Tell him today, baby, say, I give you my heart today. Lord, I believe that Jesus died on the cross for me, that he is the Son of God. Glory be to God. Tell him today, baby. If you've been walking with him and you need to rededicate yourself right now. Tell God today. Say, Lord, come into my heart. I rededicate myself to you. Give me a fresh anointing. Give me a fresh dip in the Spirit, God. Renew me all over again. Light the fire in me. Vivian, thank you so much, baby. Light the fire of Christ on the inside of me. The fire of the Holy Spirit on the inside of me. Reignite my fire. Maybe your fire done dwindled a little bit. Tell him today, say, reignite my fire. Light me up all over again, God. Give me a passion for Jesus. Give me a passion for the kingdom. Tell him today, baby. Maybe you don't know him, but you're committing your life to him. Tell him today, say, Lord, come into my heart. Lord, I confess that I am a sinner. What we said, you got to be humble. Got to humble yourself. Poor in spirit. Lord, I confess that I'm a sinner. Lord, I confess that I don't know what I'm doing. Lord, I confess my faults, my wrongs to you. I empty myself out before you. Lord, come into my heart. Jesus, come into my heart. Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. Lord, I declare that you are Lord and Savior over my life. Jesus, you are Lord and Savior. Declare him to be Lord and Savior over your life today, baby. Tell him today, say, Jesus, I submit my life to you. Holy Spirit, come into my heart. Teach me your ways. Show me your ways. Show me the people that can teach me the word, that can give me kingdom knowledge, that can give me kingdom teaching, that can help me grow in Christ. Glory be to God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Welcome to the kingdom. Welcome to the kingdom. If you're not a subscriber of this channel, subscribe to this channel, baby. It's free. Subscribe to this channel and come on here and get you some kingdom word every day. That's what's going to sharpen your spirit. That's what's going to help you grow. That's what's going to help you develop spiritually. Come on here and listen to the word. There's over 1,500 videos here for you. Come on here and listen to the word. Get you a journal. Get you a blue ink pen. Go to the podcast. Download Divine Destiny with LaToya podcast. There's over 300 episodes on there for you. Listen to one every day. There's enough up there for you to listen to something every day. If you just found me, welcome. Come on in. Welcome to the family. You family now. You ain't no stranger. Come on in. Come on in. Get this Southern Kingdom hospitality. Come on in, come on in, baby. You got an auntie now. You got a whole family now. If you older than me, then I'm the auntie that you, the mama, the, when your mama got a little baby sister. Okay, I'm that auntie. If you older than me, then I'm your mama baby sister. Auntie, welcome you. Come on in, come on in. Come on in to get the knowledge so you can grow, so you can develop. I love y'all so much. Get on out of here. Find a bike, though. Find a bike, though, and get on out of here. We'll be back, baby. I'll be checking back in with y'all. Y'all going to see me live more, too. So keep them notifications on. Subscribe. I love that about y'all. Y'all are really good about subscribing. Over 80% of the people that watch my channel are subscribed to me. So y'all not only watch, but you subscribe. I love that about y'all. So make sure that you subscribe. Make sure that you turn on your notifications. Make sure it's set to all, because I don't want you to miss it, baby. You got to catch this thing when it's hot. You got to catch it when it's live. It's hotter than fish grease. See, Junie, thank you so much, baby, for your seed. Thank you, Jesus. I receive these encouraging words. I connect to Toya's testimony. Change me, Lord. Transformation come into my life. It's already here, baby. It's already here. So make sure y'all got it on, got your notifications on. Shauna Giddens, thank you so much, baby. Make sure you got your notifications on. And make sure you, so when I'm live, it's going to boop, it's going to come through. Because you got to catch it while Holy Spirit cooking that thing hot. Them leftovers good too. But y'all know it ain't that like when you catch that thing when it first come out the grease. Put you a little ketchup, put you a little light bread, baby. That kingdom fish fry. Put a little mustard on that thing. It's good when it come fresh up out the grease. So make sure you got your notifications on, baby. I love you too, Kimberly Nichols. I love y'all so much. Y'all be blessed, baby. Y'all find the back door and slide on up out of here. Save this video and come back to it when you need encouragement. Come back to it when you feel lost. Come back to it when you feel confused, because the enemy is going to try you. When he get hot on your tracks, come back to this video. Replay it. Let it soak in your spirit again. Let it saturate your heart again. I love y'all so much. Y'all be blessed.